So good evening, everybody, and how are we all doing? This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 30th of April, 2023. Hard to believe that April is over with, the last day of April. This year seems to be flying by really, really quick. It feels like just yesterday we were celebrating the new year in. But here we are, and I've got to say, actually, at the moment, I feel the garden is looking really good. It's coming together. We do need more plants in just to add a bit of texture, a bit of height. But at the moment, the gardens are really looking great. I buzzed down the allotment yesterday. I popped down there earlier today as well, actually. And I'm looking around. I've built two new beds down on the allotment, which is something I wanted to do. And I've completed building another bed, which is something else I needed to do. And this just means that we've got all the infrastructure work done for this year. All we've now got to do is worry about the weeding, which is an ongoing battle. I've had to weed out the asparagus bed again and growing of plants. Now, we have got quite a few plants down on the allotment: Brussels sprouts, cabbages, cauliflower, onions, shallots, garlic, etc., etc. You get the idea. Potatoes as well, actually. So a lot of the beds are actually in use. It's really good to see. There are a few beds that aren't in use, but by the end of May, I expect they will all be in use. And they're going to be rather full, I've got to say. I feel that they are going to be rather full, what with tomatoes and peppers and chilies and cucumbers and pumpkins and squashes and beans, etc., etc. They are going to be really, really full. So very, very happy with the allotment at the moment. And here at home, actually. So the front garden, as you know, that's where my fruit bushes are growing at this year. They really are doing quite well. It's summer I thought had died, have actually started to spring into life, which I'm pleased about. I mean, they weren't expensive plants. They cost me 10p a plant, but they are all springing into life. And they are showing some good signs of growth. Whether they produce fruit or not is another question, but they are doing what I need them to do for now. We're just hoping they're going to look amazing. Then out into the back garden, well, the kitchen windowsill, sorry, that's full of seedlings, but I think next weekend it's going to go back to being herbs and just our standard kitchen windowsill, because I don't think we're going to need to grow anything on the kitchen windowsill. We can start dedicating the greenhouse to the growth. Chickens, they're laying eggs, plenty of eggs. They're doing really, really well, I have to say. And the herb area around them needs a bit of a weed, but we are very, very productive. Plenty of mint and other herbs, all of which we have got to start using. In the greenhouse, I've planted out tomatoes, so that is doing well. And I'm continuing to use the greenhouse at home for seed starting as well. So that's something that we're going to feature quite a bit going on throughout this month. It's not going to be so much a growing house, but a seed starting greenhouse for 2023. Outdoors, the straw bale garden is, well, I've got the fifth straw bale. It's now set up and we're adding water and feed, getting that ready to go. So very happy with that. The newer bed that has no sides, I've had to run the hoe through that a few times, but I've not actually got anything planted in that, but that might change fairly soon. The roots bed, I was looking, the carrots haven't germinated in that yet, and the radish is just starting to show itself. So we might have to sow some more carrots in that. For whatever reason that is, I don't know. Parsnips were sown recently, and we'll wait and see if they germinate too. Excuse me there. But we've got garlic and onions going on in that bed too. I'm going to finish off with a few more root crops and leeks, things going in there soon. In the brassica bed, cabbages are planted and cauliflowers. I've actually mulched those with some grass. In fact, I had to go and cut my sister's lawn today. I kept hold of those grass clippings and used that to mulch this area as well. So that should do really, really well going on. Veggie pod gardens. Veggie pod is, my larger veggie pod particularly, is just full of food. We've got radishes, beetroot, spinach is doing fantastic, has to be said. What else have we got going on in there? Carrots have germinated in there. We've got spring onions growing on. I've got to thin some of these out, actually. But they are doing really, really well. I'm very, very happy with the veggie pod garden, it has to be said. The medium veggie pod, I've sown salad leaves in there twice now, and nothing seems to be growing in there. I'm not sure why, so I've got to look into that and see what's going on. And in the balcony garden, although I've set the area up, I'm not really growing anything in there just yet. That's going to be a project for next weekend. Now, that was something I didn't expect to take you on today. Just a bit of an update with what's going on here at the VeggiePod HQ and allotment. Now, something I mentioned, cutting the lawn. I cut my sister's lawn today, and I also cut my lawn. But this is going to be the last time I cut the lawn until June. I am doing no mow May. Well, I say last time. I'm doing no mow May, but what I'm actually doing is I'm going to be cutting areas that we need to walk down. So to walk down to the veggie gardens, the vegetable beds, I need to cut the lawns. They're going to cut paths out and around the washing line. But other areas, we're just going to let the grass grow long. Now, that's the idea being no mow May. You let the dandelions and the daisy, which give food for bees and things, and other nature. But I think also some nature needs some shorter grass too. So the benefits of the two. Added to that, I'm going to try and add a bit of a wildlife pond to my garden somewhere, if I can, to try and benefit from that too. It's all about wildlife this year, I'm noticing. I mean, that's always a big thing. Some people don't like it, but I think it is important to incorporate wildlife into our garden too. But if you are doing no mow May, then please do let me know how you get on with it and whether you have seen any results in what is happening. So I always like to see that. I've seen a few people's gardens and love seeing just how well it turns out. What else did I want to talk to you about? I'm not going to go... We've sown all the seeds for April, and it's a bit early to start maize just yet. I have sent them in the post, as I said, on Thursday, so hopefully they should arrive to you pretty soon, depending on the post. I don't think there's any strikes, but there is lots of bank holidays this month, isn't there? This one, next one, and one at the end of the month. But I went to Went to Bewley on Friday, Gardeners World Live. Absolutely brilliant day, I've got to say. I had a great day. We had a look at the cars as well. Myself, Lee Connolly from Skinny Jean Gardener, and my brother Max, we went down. I know some of you have actually gone out over the weekend as well. Love to know what you thought of the show, but I had a great time. You'll hear more about it on tomorrow's podcast. But I had a great time. Obviously, spending time with Lee and Max is always good. We saw the cars, we saw the gardens. I brought some nice plants. Actually, I brought an almond tree. We're going to have a go at growing almonds and nutmeg and hardy lemons. Just a lot of great stuff going on. Obviously, got to see some of my favourite people as well. Saul and Lucy from the Talking Heads podcast. Francis Tophill. Chris Collins. A nice chat with Chris Collins too. So, yeah, really, really good weekend. Really good day, sorry. In fact, no, it has been a really good weekend. Really good weekend despite being on call. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. I will be back on Thursday, and I will probably be sowing the courgettes on Thursday, to tell you the truth. But I will speak to you all again then.